The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning, babies. It is Wednesday. It is Turkey Eve. I hope you have big plans for the holiday season. I hope you're super healthy, super happy, and I hope you don't kill your in-laws or whoever else you're going to hang out with. We got some big things going on here at Tony Curry Radio later on tonight. Perfect for our Thanksgiving Eve. If you're looking for something to do, trying to get away from a little bit, and you want to rock and roll, we have the show called Livewire Wednesday. It's a show dedicated to AC/DC, of course, but it's at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I watched the entire 5.5-hour thing, and I watched some more of it last night. It was fantastic. We're going to talk about AC/DC being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 2003. So a very special show tonight, 8 o'clock Central Time. Brandon Austin Morris, good morning to you. Sam Rushing, how you doing, my brother? So we'll have that show for you later, 8 o'clock Central Time, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828. Your word and your handshake still mean something. I love that. Your word and your handshake still mean something. That is a rarity in this business world of ours. Southern Precision Staffing for all your staffing needs, construction, otherwise, check out Southern Precision Staffing. 8 o'clock tonight, I'll co-host that show. It's a fantastic show. And, of course, we have shows starting at 9 o'clock in the morning. We have shows every hour on the hour, 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way till 8 o'clock at night. Everything from Billy Gibbons, Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks, The Damon Johnson Show, Dark Side of the Pooch, When in Rome with Stuart Rome from the Woodhouse Day Spa is a great musical show. We're doing cheesy rock and roll songs this week. We have, what else we have? Need to Know with Kip Kiefer. We have Wanna Bet. We're getting ready for the Iron Bowl this weekend. It's just a huge weekend, man. So hopefully you have plenty of time off. You have plenty of downtime where you can kind of chill out, meditate, and be grateful for everything you got. We've been doing a lot of things about gratitude, not attitude, over the last week, obviously, because of Thanksgiving. And, you know, it's so important to remember, you know, normally we go around the kitchen table at Thanksgiving and we all talk about something. Robbie Glenn, good morning to you, my man. We talk about the things we're grateful for, and I have realized that when we're grateful for things on a daily basis, everything takes practice, right? If you know any athlete, they talk about the 10,000 repetition rule, and that is you have to do something 10,000 times before it actually takes, right? Whether it's putting a ball 10,000 times or making 10,000 free throws or making a particular tackle 10,000 times before it actually comes into play. And it's really, that's why diets don't work. It's a lifestyle change, right? It's living that lifestyle. And if you get up every single morning and you write down, and you got to write down, and you maybe get inventory up here, but write down the things you're really grateful for on a daily basis, it changes your life. I know people are like, I ain't doing that crap, blah, blah, blah. I'm just telling you, if you're in a bad place or you can't find the joy in everyday things that you should be finding joy in, hell, you'll get to the point where you're grateful and blessed that you have air. You know, this morning, my feet touched the floor. I felt carpet between my toes. I was like, woohoo! That's a great thing, man. And if you do it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But I just want to say this, and I don't want to get all garbly gooky on you. I've been on the phone this morning since like 4:30. I must have talked to 15 people, half the people I called, half the people they called me. I am so grateful. Life. I cannot do it alone. I've leaned on so many people. I have needed their help, and hopefully they can get help from me. But I have been so blessed, and I don't take this for granted, and it doesn't take a Thanksgiving for me to recognize this on a daily basis. The people that I talk to every single day, the people that keep me supported, the people that keep me motivated and keep me rolling, just wonderful conversations, and you know who you are. I just got a blast in the past. I talked to Peggy Bonfield a few minutes ago. I mean, I haven't talked to Peggy Bonfield in 20 years. Remember that name? Everyone knows Peggy Bonfield. And what a blessing. So thank you so much for all my friends and family. And, you know, one of the great things about starting a business is when you first get off the ground, you do a lot of things with friends and family, you know, to kind of get things off the ground, to get some money rolling. And my clients, I'm friends with every one of my clients. I have great relationships with the Chris Dorises of the world and the Stuart Romes and the John Grays and the Michael Colemans, and man, I could not do it without those guys. And it's just great doing business with people that you really, really love and people that you really, really respect. And they know, that you're there for them and they're there for you. And it's just a great thing. So I don't want to get all mushy on you. just having a major epiphany this morning about how grateful and how blessed I am and how I need to give it up to the man upstairs and let him work his plan for me. He's got a role for me. He's got a destiny for me. And all I want to do is live that out for him. If I keep my eyes on him and I live his will, I can't lose. It's all good. And every day gets better and better and better. So I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving. I may be on tomorrow morning. I may not be on tomorrow morning. I'm not sure. I'll certainly be on Friday. We're going to talk some sports on Friday, getting ready for Iron Bowl weekend. It's going to be an awesome weekend of professional and college football, and I hope everyone enjoys that. I'm going to see my Cincinnati Bengals kick that Tennessee Titans ass again on Sunday with my son. I cannot wait to drive to Nashville and watch me some NFL football. The last time we were up there, the Bengals continued their playoff run in 2021, so we'll see if they can get it done in 2022. Jason Bradley, good morning to you, man. Rockin' Wednesday to you, brother. Appreciate you watching. Thanks to everyone who gets on here and watches Facebook Live. I feel like I've got this wonderful rapport, this great relationship, this engagement with you, and I thank you for that. God bless you, and have yourself a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we will talk to you soon.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.